first session. God does this. We can have the full assurance of faith that when we go to Christ, He's going to listen. Assurance that Jesus is the Son of God, assurance of righteous judgment, assurance of the resurrection, assurance of understanding, assurance of the greatness of the gospel, that salvation is real, that hope is where it ought to be. Assurance that we have a high priest, we can draw near to Him with the right attitude in our hearts. That's the kind of assurance that we have, and that's the kind of assurance that we need. Now, having said that, I want you to go with me to 1 John for just a moment. We started out by looking at two passages where the word know was used. I know my Redeemer liveth. I know whom I have believed. I want you to listen to several passages in the book of 1 John. In fact, I've gone through and marked the word know throughout the book. It's amazing how many times it's mentioned. In the second chapter, verse 3, hereby we do know that we know Him, if we keep His commandments. Verse 5, we shall keep of His word, and Him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in Him. Can I know if I'm in Christ? That says it is. It's not based on feelings, it's based on the word of God, but I can know that I am in Him. In the third chapter, verse 19, and hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure, there's our word, shall assure our hearts before Him. Verse 24, he that keepeth His commandments dwelleth in Him, and He in Him, and hereby we know that we abide in Him, and the Spirit which He hath given us. Fourth chapter, verse 13, hereby know we that we dwell in Him, and He in us, because He hath given us of His Spirit. Chapter 5, verse 13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Folks, we can know what God expects. We can know if we've done and are doing that. And thereby we can know that we are ready to die in the Lord, Revelation 14:13, and if we die in the Lord, we have a guaranteed assurance that we'll go to heaven. Aren't you glad that we have that kind of assurance? But I must stop and emphasize that that assurance comes only in Christ. Only when we have the right relationship with Christ. Outside of Him, we don't have any assurance. But in Him, we have an assurance that nobody can take from us. We may give it up. We may lose it ourselves. Nobody else can take it from us. We can know that we are Christians. We can know that we're ready for heaven, based upon His word and His promise. If you've not been baptized into Christ for the remission of sins, if you're willing to believe, confess that belief, and be penitent, and be baptized for the remission of sins, you can know that your sins will be forgiven. And if as a child of God, you're holding on to Christ for His blood continues to cleanse us from all sins, 1 John 1:7, you can know that you're right with Christ. Not that you're perfect, but that you're faithful in holding on to Him. And when the time comes that you need forgiveness in a public way, you can know that God is ready to forgive when you're ready to ask for that forgiveness in the right way. Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a purpose of glory divine. I want to go to heaven more than anything I've ever thought about. And I really believe that I can have the assurance And no matter what happens, as long as I hold on to God and Christ, I'm headed for heaven. And you can have it too. You don't have that.